think of the past, but I can still rock and roll. You came tonight, you're doing something right. It's not my first rodeo.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with, hey, what's my name?
Dave and Chris!
Very nice. Yes, yes. Dave and Chris, those are our names. Yeah. And we are here to discuss Ringo's recent release, What's My Name, from October 25th of this year. Clocks in at a quite brief 34 minutes, 43 seconds, I might add here, with 10 songs. We'll get into the how it makes you feel about mm-hmm. the length a little bit later. This is kind of an interesting time in Ringo land, because I wanted to get your, before we even dig into this album, he mentioned in an interview, and it got some note, you know, some play, that this may be his last full-length album, and that mm-hmm. he's interested in doing more singles or EPs or kind of smaller collections because of the way people release music nowadays. So what do you think
his
about
his 20th that? Record, by
his,
the way.
Yes,
his
in fact.
His 20th.
Right, right. What do you think about what he said there?
I think maybe that's good. Maybe this particular album has like four or five would have been just about right. Like, I feel like it's many of his records end up being like a lot of filler,
mm-hmm.
a lot of retreads of some sort. There's at least one major retread on this thing that we'll get into.
Yeah,
you know. So doing just a 3-4 song thing kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does. I think the last couple albums we've reviewed of Ringo, Postcards from Paradise and then Give More Love, right? That was the last Give More Love. I think we liked some of the tunes, but again, there were some fillers. And so, which you expect with Ringo probably, but I felt like the last one we had a pretty good opinion about for the most part. And
I think the last two have been, the last one particularly was we both gave it thumbs up. The one before that, maybe there was a little more of what we're talking about, like bridges.
Those
types of songs that are just like not that great, like filling out the album. We'll see at the end of this where we land on this one, but
well, it's interesting you say that that there's filler on the album, because on an album that's 34 minutes long, you can't have too much filler. But
well, and that's why maybe he's thinking EP.
It's probably a good idea. I would say. And this also became famous. This album became famous because of the remake. Well, I would say the new recording of John Lennon's song, as well as a remake of an old Beatles cover, and those are kind of what brought it a little bit of press buzz.
At least one of those is what I was talking about when I said filler. We'll get into the specifics, how I feel about specific songs. Once again, Dave, we're everybody under the sun who knows Ringo is called in.
Yes.
Do you know Ringo? Oh, you're playing. I played on his last album. That's what everybody says.
That's what everybody says. Because there's 100 people on the albums.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Do you own a bass? Yeah. Come on down. Come on, play. Let's get you on this track here. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we know his big friends are obviously Joe Walsh, his relative and friend.
Yep.
A lot of Joe Walsh here. Dave Stewart. We've mm-hmm. seen him and Dave Stewart many times before. Colin Hay from Men at Work.
Yep.
A great singer involved. Gary Burr once again. Steve Lukather once again. So, you know, it's the same type of guys. People who've been in his all-star band, like Edgar Winter, make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that. I would say, Dave, overall, it's a pretty lively album.
Yeah.
It's not a dreadful, like, a slow pace.
No.
A couple of his other albums are very, very, very medium to slow paced. He's kind of like,
Really dragging. Yeah.
But at least this doesn't do that.
The only slow song is Grow Old With Me, and he didn't even write that one. That's the Lennon tune. That's the only really, like, ballad, I would say. The rest are either mid-tempo or fast, and that does at least keep things somewhat moving throughout.
Yeah. That said,
yeah.
We'll need to get into these specific tracks, and I think what you'll and some people like this, so I wanna just put a warning up front that I don't like a lot of these dogs personally, and I'm gonna be making fun of a lot of these dogs. So if you don't want to hear that, this might be a good one to, and you love Ringo and you love this album, you know. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's why we've got an opportunity to chat about it and critique and analyze. And yeah, we're all,
but just be
open,
aware.
Yeah,
that if your cup of tea is not Chris and Dave making fun of some Ringo songs, you're gonna be sorely disappointed right off the bat.
So, of course, the fact that Ringo is almost 80. And like his voice, I would say overall on the album, I want to say some positives here. At least his voice sounds pretty good. I think he, unlike his former bandmate, has chosen keys that he can sing in and not strain and kind of, you know, well, the last thing I would make fun of on the album is his voice, because it actually sounds very good. So
very true. Very true.
Yeah.
And also, he uses some vocal treatment on it in obvious places, and I don't mind him at least experimenting with that. Whether or not the experiments are failures, it's like he understands, I think, like, well, let's, you know, present me as well as we can present me vocally. And I think that that's a success.
The fact that he's done a lot of writing, co-writing on here. So here he is. He doesn't have anything else to prove, and he has nothing to show. And so he's like, I'm just going to write songs and hang out with my friends and record tunes. So that's pretty much what the album sounds like. And that's what it kind of what it is.
And neither of us would ever, whether or not we think individual songs are good or not, Ringo is a positive guy.
Yeah.
He's putting a lot of peace and love out there.
Literally, on this album.
On this album. There's a lot of one sort of super negative song right off the bat. But there's a lot of positive vibes going on.
Yeah.
And mostly singing about love and peace.
Sure.
And that's good. That's
absolutely
great. So the subject matter, the guy... everything. We love Ringo.
Yeah, of course.
Thumbs up. We loved his last album. Thumbs up to that. All that said, let's get into it.
All right. Well, it starts right off the bat with the only Starkey and Walsh co-composition, and I think it came out of a phrase that I think Joe Walsh said or Ringo said, one of them said, and it's "Gotta get up to get down."
Just getting mad, yeah, he's not getting fitter. Knocks out the window, and what does he see? He don't see nothing, he got no one to please. Gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up to get down, get down. Get up to get down. Gotta get up to get down.
Okay, Dave.
Oh.
How would you describe what Joel Walsh is doing here?
He's rapping. He's doing some rap here. Everybody's on the internet. What's up with that?
And then later he says everybody's on Facebook doing their thing. Nobody knows what the thing is.
Tweeting up a storm. Yeah, they're crawling on the ground.
Everybody with their tweets and their storm and their internet. Everybody's on the internet. What's up with that? Is the oldest crotchetiest thing I have ever heard. If it was set in 1997. But no, it's 2000. Like, everybody's on the internet. Great. It's great. It's just the existence.
It's our life. Yeah.
So very, very... you know, Joel Walsh, it sounds like a Joel Walsh-led song musically.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't mind the music. I think the music's actually pretty good on this one.
I like the riff. It's a pretty cool riff, yeah.
It's a cool riff. I like the keyboard solos.
Yeah.
Great. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that wah-wah guitar going, and it's kind of a rocking tune. I mean, it's not terrible, but it just, like, the lyrics on this...
Oh man!
The Joel Walsh rapping sections, and then the Ringo lyric. What do you think of the Ringo lyric, Dave? I've got the crackers, but she's got the cream. Good or terrible?
Pretty terrible. Pretty cringeworthy. Huh? Do you put cream on crackers?
Yeah, it's like what?
How about the crackers? I got the cheese, or she's got the cheese, or something. At least we could. I can see you putting cheese on crackers. I don't know. I don't put my cream on crackers. I mean, if we're being literal here. I mean.
So, talking about the Bruce Sugar on that synthesizer solo.
Mm-hmm.
The Edgar Winter also playing on this.
Playing a little clavinet. There's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 background vocalists on here well. So, how about remember last album, we talked about how there was a song where Ringo was trying to be political, but he wasn't telling us who he's talking about, even though we all knew who it was. So, look at the first verse here. I know a man who just works out on Twitter. Just getting fat. Yeah, he's not getting thinner.
Yeah. Oh, there's a video online which I would recommend everybody watch on YouTube, of them recording. It's Ringo Starr recording Got to Get Up to Get Down.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo is so in love with that lyric. Like, it's the best thing he's ever come up with. Like, he goes on and on about it.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
yesterday.
It's as legendary as, any Beatles song.
Wow.
So, thumbs down on Gotta Get Up to Get Down for me. It's a real negative sort of poo-pooing. I mean, I'm with him on that guy he's talking about.
Using Twitter, working out on Twitter. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Not getting fitter. Get it?
Yeah. It's
Yeah, we get it. All right. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, not a great tune. Once again, the music good, though.
Yeah.
The music's all right.
I will make a comment, though, musically about the production on this album. I feel like it's very muddy and very busy, and And I know we're going to get into the specifics of songs, but I just almost have a headache at the end of this album because there's so much and reverb. It's just too busy, too much.
It's like they muddy up songs.
Yeah.
And they're trying. And what I would like out of Ringo is authenticity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't get that. When we get a lot of treated vocals, like I was, this one, right off the bat, that
it's already treated, yeah.
So, all right. Next tune.
Yeah.
This one is co-written with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, and this is called It's Not Love That You Want. Let's hear a little bit.
Thank you.
when you're full of doubt. Always looking for the easy way out. Searching for love, but nothing's coming through. It never works out. It's not love that you want, but it's love that you need. Give me love.
So, that's the second track on What's My Name. It's called It's Not Love That You Want. And, you know, this one... It is so... This I would... just to go right into it here, I would say this is some serious filler. And it sounds exactly like a song on Time Takes Time. Like I've heard this one about 20 times before. It's got the same mid-tempo groove, the same kind of piano licks, the doo-doo-doo guitar licks, and it's just too familiar, too forgettable.
Yeah. I don't mind it. The vocals, once again, this is a good example. Ringo's vocals really good.
Yes, like it's not treated. It's pretty good here. Yeah.
And the lyrics are nice enough. It's not a bad lyric. I don't like that it's the same thing. Here's the backup vocalist, the two female backup vocals who appear a lot on this album, and I never like it. I always think it's like unnecessary, muddying, we were talking about. Loud drums in the mix, you know? Just, it's Ringo, so we got to hear the drums too loud.
Yeah.
just because it's Ringo. And then the guitars are very... And this is Dave Stewart, who I love, but I don't like the guitar sound on this. Too crunchy, muddy. But I don't mind it overall. Compared to some of the other tunes, it is kind of filler, but there's not a lot to talk about beyond that on this one, right?
No, it's pretty...
Probably the shortest we'd ever talk about a song.
I think so. It just floats in the air by... Yeah.
Yeah.
So next up is the big one that was talked about a lot, which was the John Lennon cover, or the cover of John Lennon's Grow Old With Me.
Yeah, this is the one everybody's tuning in to check out.
Yeah.
So let's tune in and check it out and see what we think of it.
Time has come, we will be as one. God bless our love, God bless our love.
Well, Dave, I just find this version of the tune, I like that he did it, but the arrangement to me is so sappy.
Yeah.
So compare this one to the one you highlighted in our covers episode from Death Cab for Cutie. That really made it like poignant and mean something.
Yeah.
This one just sounds like a sappy sort of like junior high dance, complete with those drums that you get on a junior, an 80s ballad. So real lame music on it, Paul's bass is the good thing about the song.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you got weak guitar, terrible, terrible lead guitar sound.
From Joe Walsh.
Yeah. And the sappy strings. We don't need the strings. No thanks.
No.
I don't even like the piano on this.
No, no.
Don't like the mix. It's that. So that ruins it for me.
Yeah. I hate to say I kind of agree with you on a lot of this, because it's such a beautiful song, and it's such a meaningful song, given John's, when he recorded it and what the sentiments were. I thought it was done well when George Martin added strings to it and filled it out for the John Lennon anthology. It was really tastefully done. And like we said, some other cover versions. The best I can say is the description of this is it sounds like a karaoke background.
Yeah.
It's like kind of weak background with like a, it is Ringo on drums apparently, but it sounds very weak, very kind of, I don't know. Yeah, just karaoke is a good description. And Paul, I understand why, at least I was reading some press about why Paul's voice, you can barely hear him, because they didn't, the thought is, we don't want Paul to overshadow Ringo on this and have him too much in the mix.
Why not?
But I don't even hear him at all. Yeah.
In fact, why not bring a friend of the show, Jeff Lynne, and do a full Free as a Bird on this thing?
Yeah.
With the two remaining guys, and have Ringo be the vocalist, and that's the right idea.
Yeah.
It sounds, in fact, thinking about it, it really kind of does sound like a song written for Ringo.
Right.
Kind of. One of those kind of things, especially now that he is old.
Yes, and it means something. Know? Yeah.
Means something. Could be sort of like felt as a... But all this other garbage in it, like take it out, strip it down to just Ringo and
Paul,
and they're singing together sweetly.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
In their old age, like why not?
Yeah, yeah, milk it, I think.
Instead we get this sort of junior high...
Yeah,
dance version of it, and it upsets me a little bit.
Yeah, I know it. Again, it's not anything against the song because we love the song, but it's the and actually Ringo sings it in a good key for him. It's dropped down, so it's a little bit easier to sing and sounds great. But I think it's more the arrangement that it really doesn't work for us.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. On a brighter note, Stoon. Actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Written with Steve Lukather. It's called Magic, and it's probably one of the highlight tracks of the album. So let's play Magic.
All right, so that sounds Steve Lukather co-writing that one. He was, of course, best known for his work in Toto, so that has a very poppy feel to it. I think it works pretty well, doesn't it? What do you think of Magic?
I like it. The lyrics are okay, but it's really the highlight of this is Ringo's vocals, like you were talking about at the intro of the show. They sound really, really good on this one, and the levels are... It gets muddied up once again sort of towards the end. I never liked those background vocals.
No.
They add some strings in there, and they sort of complicate it towards the end. Then there's a guitar solo, which is good, but I was trying to place what it reminded me of. It was sort of like a late period Queen sound to it or something. Mm-hmm. But I really love the intro, the piano building up,
me too.
The drums. Mm-hmm. So it's a thumbs up for me, this Magic here.
I think it's
definitely
good.
On the first side. I'm grasping for things to like on the first side, you know, and it's not love that what you want is being the highlight up to here, probably. Yeah. Magic, pretty good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I give it a thumbs up, too. I think it's well-recorded. Ringo sounds good. I agree that it gets busy. Too much stuff, and we got five background vocals on there, vocalists, and just unnecessary to have... We've talked about this before with background vocalists. They can really make or break a song, and they can, and you use them wisely so they don't just become part of the woodwork. You want them to really stick out and add something. And here it's just kind of extra. So
yeah, and I feel like he wants to get his touring band involved, so he puts the vocalists on his touring band in there. Don't need to do that.
No.
Nothing against the vocalists too when they're on tour. They're necessary.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Well, you gotta have the backup vocalists. You gotta have the whole bells and whistles. But they're not using them right when they go into the studio, and it's bothering me on a lot of these songs. It's frustrating the tunes for me.
Well, speaking of bothering you, we're now going on to number five, and you know we're rolling along, we're feeling good after Magic, and then let's go back to 1963 with the Beatles' recording of Money, but now updated, I guess, for 2019, and it's Ringo's version of Money.
Them for the birds and bees. Now give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your loving gives me a thrill, but your loving don't pay my bills. Now give me money. That's what I want.
I tell you what I can't use, Dave, which is, I mean, why, a thousand times why, Dave? Can you answer?
Well, my biggest question about this song is, as I look over the track info, is Maxine Waters is listed as a background vocalist. Now, is that representative what? Maxine Waters from California? Is she on this track? I mean, is that... I just got to know. You got Julia Waters and Maxine Waters here. The Waters sisters. I would be tempted to give this more props if Maxine Waters is on vocals, but I have a feeling it's a different person with that name. But
that's
this
insane.
This is a misfire from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd really... can't find much redeeming about it.
It's got terrible keyboard sound. which numerous times actually hurts my ears when it's going. It's just, that's very irritating. And that's right off the bat. So already they're very shrill.
Yeah.
And you can get this very weak guitar sound. Dang, 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 dang. The tone of it's just like plastic. Right? And then who had the brilliant idea to put Ringo through auto-tune? I heard Ringo say in an interview, be like, it's the closest you get to me doing rap.
Yes.
I'm like, nobody's asking for that, Ringo. Don't do rap.
Don't do rap.
And plus, and just from a messaging thing,
yep.
Ringo is the one of the wealthiest people in the world.
Pretty tone deaf right now.
I mean, this song is written from the perspective of a young, scrappy man trying to, like,
yeah,
you know, trying to make his way. And it just comes off as like, I'm a rich man, I want more money, so I'm going to record money and get more money.
I mean, a misfire all around. What can you say? To close that loop, the Waters are a backup singing group, and there's Orrin Waters, Luther Waters, Maxine Waters, and Julia Waters.
Okay, so different Maxine Waters.
Different Maxine Waters, not the representative from California. So...
So, strike three.
That's right. I could have given her.
Had you had the real Maxine Waters on it, right.
I would have been like, okay, well, she thinks she's on it. That's cool. But I can't even do that. So.
Oh, boy.
Pretty dreadful. Oh. Pretty dreadful. So, I'm hoping that the next track will be better. And in fact, we have better days coming up next for track number six.
That's right. So let's hear a little Better Days. Ringo wrote with Sam Hollander. We'll talk about Sam Hollander and we'll talk about the tune. But let's just hear it. Get that sound of money out of our ears.
Yes.
Better Days.
Take your picture quick right now. Make it last for one more go round. Hold on. Change. Some of us made it to the other side, others didn't, and who knows why. For those who've gone, I swear you still remain. Better days about to come, better days about to come. Better days, oh child, they're gonna blow your mind. Better days about to come, feeling beating like a drum. So you better grab a tighter hold tonight. Tomorrow just behind the setting sun. Better days about to come.
Dave, so Better Days is Better Days than Side A. In fact, I'm just going to straight up say Side B is way better than Side A.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
A pretty decent song. I like it. A peppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a real good sentiment to it. And not too much of that nonsense production that we've been talking about. It seems live, and I think I'm going to attribute that to Sam Hollander,
mm-hmm.
who's he's written and produced hits for the likes of Fits in the Tantrums, Panic at the Disco, Train, Weezer, mm. One Direction, Good Charlotte, Carole King, bringing in a very good, very successful producer with numerous number one top 40 hits.
Yeah.
I think was a good move here. Ringo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of just kind of like, hey, let me put my voice to
auto-tune. Yeah.
None of that on this, and the song's way better for it, and really very, very peppy. I like the sax.
Yeah.
I like everything. The only thing I don't like, once again, Dave,
the guitar.
No, the background vocals.
Oh, the background vocals again. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like, it seems like they're singing in a different key or something.
They're kind of all over. They're all over the place. Yeah.
But minor complaint. You know, I have a sensitivity to it.
Oh so yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But thumbs up for that one.
Yeah,
maybe the best song on the album.
That's what I was gonna say. I think it might be the best song. I'm not sure I like it better than Bruce Springsteen's song called "Better Days," which is also a good one. But this is good. It has. I like minor key songs. It's kind of got a darkness to it that has a little bit of interest. Got a good feel. I like it that Ringo's not really productioned up on his singing. And I don't even mind Pete Min's guitar. Sounds okay. It's a little thin in some points, but not bad. So I like the lyrics. I like where he talks about better days are about to come, feel like beating like a drum. So you better grab a tighter hold tonight. I kind of like that, grabbing the drum. So, yeah, some pretty good words. I think, yeah, maybe Sam Hollander's influence here gives it some a little bit more meat on the bones here.
I wish they had highlighted this song as the sort of like track that they're pushing, because it does also capture a moment in time that we're in.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Ringo is a guy. Ringo's a guy who should be a world leader of peace and love and
optimism.
Hey, let's be optimistic. Even though everything seems like it's a mess.
Yeah.
In England, in the U.S., all over the world.
Right.
A better day is going to come. Come on, let's do it. We'll get it back together. Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so I like that sentiment. I like him. Ringo being a guy to push that sentiment rather than complaining about tweets. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little more on brand.
It is.
So, in fact,
we have this whole side almost is kind of themed until the last song. It's all really about positive things and about kind of optimistic days and even when we're in kind of a tough time. So the next song, I don't know what you're going to think about it, but we're going to listen to it now, and it's called Life is Good.
It might take you an hour, it could take a minute, that's okay, as long as you're in it.
So Life is Good. Gary Burr co-writes this one. Gary Burr, a songwriter, does a lot of country stuff, I guess.
Yep.
This one's okay. Fitting sentiment. Some production stuff I don't like. That guitar. The guitar solo is good.
Yes.
Excellent. Probably best solo on the album. The guitar sound in the beginning part is real weak.
It is. But, like it's turned down or something. It's not quite at the level it's supposed to be. Yeah.
What's your take on this one?
This I would probably put in the filler category because of the lyrics particularly are really generic. Life is good. Sun comes up, things go down. My oh my, when you're around. I mean, real generic lyrics.
Yeah.
Get real lucky and find somebody that you can love. I mean, yeah, not much at all to go on. I would note that there are a couple of good session guys playing on a lot of these tracks, too. Nathan East, who I remember best from playing with Eric Clapton for many years, bassist. And then Benmont Tench, who has played with everybody, I think, but he's best known for playing with Tom Petty, probably. So, I mean, good players and everything. It's just some production choices and five background vocalists again. And just a little, just, yeah, filler probably for me on the Life is Good.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Thank God for Music, the next track. We'll play Thank God for Music to go out with the episode. I like it. I don't mind the arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
It's peppy. It's Sam Hollander again, who we talked about just a few minutes ago. It's like a little bit odd, some of the lyrics on this. It kind of gives you a hint of a Christian radio crossover or something.
Be a little bit. Answering prayers. Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about prayers and God, and thank God for music. I mean, it's a good sentiment. If you're a Christian person, this might be a very good song to play for your kids and stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, not a bad tune, and like I said, peppy.
Yeah, it's peppy. I think the lyrics, and I don't know about the God stuff, but the lyrics encapsulate Ringo pretty well. With from the factory to a dream, from Liverpool to L.A., all the world in between, so many sunny days, we sang along to every station, there's a heaven on the radio, thank God for music. And I think that's like very autobiographical, which Ringo does a lot of these autobiographical songs, including one coming soon, but it's very much about like, look, this guy, here's a, you know, poor scruff from Liverpool who, if it wasn't for music, probably would be, you know, dead by now and not have amounted to much. And look, music saved his life and made him a real famous person and gave him a good life. So yeah, I'm with you. I think I like this one. I think it's I like the line, pressed chords always sound better. It's kind of a nice image of playing. You got to play the guitar to make music. So I like that.
I think you should work with Sam Hollander, like maybe on one of these EPs, just
definitely.
Like go all Sam Hollander, because he really did a great job at bringing the best out of Ringo.
Agreed.
Now the next, so before we even mentioned this song, Dave, before I even knew there was going to be a Ringo album, you and I did this as a sort of a joke. And then I was doing it with my girlfriend a lot, one night, where you just make up, fake Ringo titles. And this sounds like a fake Ringo title that I made up, but it isn't. It is called Send Love, Spread Peace. So let's hear a little Send Love, Spread Peace. Here we go. Send love, spread peace, Dave.
Yeah.
I just want to hear your take on this.
Okay. This is. I think there are 100 instruments on this track. It sounds like it's so busy and so dense and so thick with production that it just wipes out. Like this, I could see a song called "Send Love, Spread Peace" maybe working if it's a little more spare, a little sparser, a little more vulnerable. But this is like
it's every trick in the book.
Yeah, every trick in the book. Stairway to Heaven here or something. We're doing like Bohemian Rhapsody or I don't know. Pick your biggest A Day in the Life. We've got every trick in the book here with too much stuff going on for the message of the song. And maybe
let me keep the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me keep Ringo's vocal in the lyrics. let me keep that nice piano sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with the opening with that keyboard gliss that we've heard on 1,000 different songs, every single one of which I don't like. Never as good.
Never
as
good. Sign.
Yeah. And then there, this really, really terrible guitar sound. It's like, it is as if we went back to 1992
mm-hmm.
when I started playing guitar, and they had all those pedal board
yes.
type things
yes.
that were all the rage
yep.
that everybody bought, and you'd fiddle with it for hours and never get... They would always sound like a real, like real fake, tinny. Plasticky, tinny sounding guitar sound. That drives me crazy.
Usually made by PV, going through your PV amp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's fine yeah. lyrics. It's very typical Ringo
yeah.
kind of sentiment, but I don't like this one.
No. No, this is a stinker for me, for sure.
And once again, they say, play at home. They say, like, be like, oh, did you hear about the new Ringo song?
play it at home.
Yeah.
A good game for the holiday weekend here.
Yeah. I want peace, yeah. you know? And like, oh, yeah, I want peace. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
what
pretty
about,
much.
What about love and peace in our time? You know, I don't know.
Unfortunate.
Well, and then we close that album with that "What's My Name" with
yep.
Which we opened the show with, Dave.
A title
and
track.
This one,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a title track. This one co-written with Colin Hay of Minute Work fame.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Colin Hay, I really love. There's a great documentary out there on Colin Hay. I think you could probably get it on Amazon Prime or one of those. It kind of goes through. You know, he's in Minute Work, and they became absolutely colossal
yeah
for two
yeah.
years time, and then they just flamed
out. Fizzled
out.
Yeah.
And this kind of that documentary kind of goes into that, but it kind of shows that Colin Hay's made his way back, and he just goes and he plays and he tells great stories and he mm-hmm. plays guitar, and he's been on a couple of these Ringo tours now as a person who's in the All-Star band and plays, you know, Overkill and a couple of the big hits, and I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's on this as the backup vocalist and guitarist. Not a bad song, I don't think. What
no.
do you think, Dave?
No, again, this, like I was saying earlier, it's another autobiographical one, clearly, mm-hmm. with "What's My Name, Ringo," and that comes from a lot of, is one of his gags one of his routines in all of the shows is to say "What's my name?" and then everybody yells back "Ringo," but the lyrics are very autobiographical. From Paul to John to playing in German bars, from mono to stereo, hit number one. So it's got it checks off all the boxes that I can still rock and roll. You can't deny it's not my first rodeo. And
yeah,
so I think Colin Hay does pretty well in capturing Ringo and his personality and giving him a fun song, and I hope that this will be one they actually do in concert.
Yes.
This is like
yes.
tailor-made for a concert.
Just like when we were talking about New, and what was the song, Everybody Out There.
Yes.
Right? It was like,
yes.
oh, he's writing this just to play
yep.
in the concert.
Get the crowd participation, you know? Right.
Yeah, get the crowd participation. Well, I think this hits it out of the park as far as that goes.
Oh, yeah.
So for that reason, I'll give it a thumbs up. It's mm-hmm. a little straightforward,
a little cheesy
for me, but I imagine this one's going to go. In fact, I played this for some Beatles, but not necessarily Ringo deep dive fans,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of rolled their eyes.
Yeah, it's a little cringeworthy.
It's a little cringeworthy, but I think it will go over well in concert, and probably the rest of his career, this will be played.
Yeah,
be a kind of a favorite in concert. So yeah, so I'll give it a thumbs up. So that finishes the album though, and
yeah.
So. What are you left with there, Dave? It's about a 50-50 split.
I'd say so, yeah.
The Sam Hollander kind of saved a couple tunes
yep.
for us, and we really also like that Steve Lukather Magic.
Yeah, that was a good pop tune, yeah.
But there's some real laughers, Dave. Got to get up to just Joe Walsh on that tune.
That's pretty terrible.
It's really a Joe Walsh song that Ringo's on.
Yes. Too. Yes. Because it sounds like a Joe Walsh guitar riff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, are you a big fan of Rocky Mountain Way? Dave?
I am not. I think I've mentioned before, I'm not a Joe Walsh fan. Yeah, so that already is a bad start. No, never got it, never understood it. So, ugh. So I don't know.
And money is such an abysmal decision all around.
Yeah.
Terrible execution. It really drags this album down, and
yeah,
it puts it at about a 5 for me.
Yes. I was looking at something with stars, and I would say like 2 stars out of 4, maybe. Yeah. So.
But I'm encouraged. I like we said at the beginning of the show, he's still recording.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might not put out a full length album again. That's fine. Give us some EPs. Give us one EP a year.
Yeah, if he just recorded Better Days and Magic and, you know, maybe another one, yeah, awesome. We would like it. I mean, Paul seems to be doing that now, too, with these extra Egypt Station songs that keep dribbling out. So
yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to get an Egypt Station World Traveler pack.
Yes. Yeah, we need
$550
to...
$550
capture
these additional couple tunes on.
Oh, definitely. And it'll sell out in 5 days. So yeah, I think overall it's worth a listen, but I'm not going to put it on my top Ringo album of all time. I think that his previous ones were stronger than this one.
The previous two albums, if you're a person who's not listened to much Ringo and just kind of listened to these episodes, I'd dig back into the previous two.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some real winners on both of those albums. Here you just skip to Magic and skip to side two and
yeah,
you know, go through the same Hollander tunes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So. Because I think part of what also mars this one is it's a little repetitive because that mix is so thick and busy, and some of the songs, there was a little bit more diversity on the previous albums, like that song that he sang for Barbara, and it was really kind of sparse and pretty, and it had a little bit more diversity in the music. So this one is a little repetitious and the same overproduction sound, at least to my ears. So, all right. Well, there it is. So What's My Name, Ringo, gets about a 5 out of 10 from Dave and Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably going to be the last. Well, it's not the absolute last.
No.
Beatles release.
No,
there's a big set coming out, so we'll be talking about that and many other things in our next episode, which is our annual holiday gifts episode.
I'm excited for that.
I know it's coming out a little late this year, but it'll still be time.
And I'm still going to dig up some obscure Ringo DVD of one of his movies or some kind of crazy thing. And Chris is going to find, he is always good with the accessories, like whether it's the Wings necklace or the some sort of Beatles socks, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of items to choose from this year in the
Beatles
catalog.
Yeah, there's new Beatles sock sets coming out.
Yep, exactly.
I saw recently. So, yeah, We'll start preparing that immediately.
Yep.
We're recording this on Black Friday.
Yes.
So, and I went to the store on Black Friday today, and I saw the $15 single for Paul McCartney. So it was still in stock at the store I was at.
Well, it's only 7:14 where you are in Ohio, so you still have time to go back to the store and grab it.
Back. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, we'll go out with this episode, though, with a little bit of that Thank God for Music, which we both kind of like. So, great to be talking with Dave, as always.
Yep.
And follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, at I've Got a Beatles, and follow me on Twitter at Chris D. Bragg. And you can hear my maybe you'll unfollow me for my very increasingly left-wing political leanings.
Well, I think Ringo might be there with you on some of these songs, so. Yeah. But he's not going to tell you. He's going to keep it really hidden.
So, but I posted Song of the Night, and I complained about the Steelers.
There you go.
It's fine. Cool. It's fine.
Well, thanks for listening, and we will be back at you again very soon with our holiday gift episode. So in the meantime, thank God for music.
Fathers and mothers, misses and misters, workers and lovers, thank God.